ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
We're learning Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara starts Amar Rav Yosef, Hai Chol de Shikra Darama Aser. The vinegar that comes from the beer of Goyim is Aser. The Ma'arv Yibod de Dayan de Yayin Nesach, because they mix in the Shmorim of Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach is Aser Banah, the Shmorim of Yayin Nesach are Aser. They mix in the shmorim, and therefore that asses the beer. Says Achshash that they might mix in shmorim of yain esach. Amar Avashi, umeitzer shori. If they take it from the storehouse, that's mutter because kevin them arve ba misr shori. In other words, if he's selling you a bottle of shechar, so they might have been ma'arv the shechar in the bottle that he's selling you. Mashen kein, if it's the big barrels, the storage barrels, and you see him taking it from the storage barrels. So in order for him to ma'arev shmarim, you would have to put the shmarim in the storage barrels. That you're not chayshish that'll do, because if you ma'arev the shmarim in the storage barrels, it will make it misri sar, it will make it ruined, it will spoil it, and therefore you're not chayshish that he put in the shmarim of the ayin nesach. That's the Gemara. So Taisa says mikayach this, that you, hilchach nirid, the mutter lichnis kol minei mashkim and evik echavim. You're allowed to buy any type of drink from goyim, kaganyayin tepuchim, umei tusim, you light it by apple cider, you light it by berry juice. Ubavach, Yer Yisrael Meshach Menachavis. As long as he could see, the Yisrael sees him taking it from the barrel. Because if he just has a bottle, then you have to be cheshish with these things. These are probably somewhat alcoholic drinks. And they might be mixing in the shmarim of Yayin Esach. And Taisa says, this heter of buying it from the barrel is mutter afil durei mikar meshach menayayin. Even if they're more expensive than the wine, because he definitely didn't mix in wine to the chavis because of the problem of misri sari. But let's say you didn't see him taken out of the barrel. Let's say he's selling you a bottle. So then Taisa says it depends. If the beverage he's selling is more expensive than wine, so then Yechayshish and I'll mix in wine. Because if he might mix in wine to save money, because the beverage is more expensive, so I'll mix in a little wine in order to save some money. But let's say the wine is more expensive, then you're not Yechayshish. Because he's not stam going to mix in lahachshel. He's not going to try to mix it in just to be machshel you. And Taisus brings a raya. The Gemara later talks about when they were selling murius, some sort of a fish oil. And Rav Abba Dimin Aku had a mashgiach to make sure they didn't mix in any wine. So they asked him, what about till now? Maybe they mixed the wine before. So he said in the place that they were selling it, the place where they produced it, the wine is much more expensive. The wine is 4, and this is 1. So of course they wouldn't mix in wine because it's more expensive. So that's what he says. So you see clearly when the wine is more expensive, so that says in the sefer, yayin tepuchim and oitzer is mutter, but nimka b'shuk is aser, that this apple cider, if it's from the oitzer, from the barrel, it's mutter because they can't mix in the shmarim because it'll get spoiled. But nimka b'shuk, stam in bottles, it's aser. That's what he says. That's nafka because it's cheaper. Ad kan the lashon of Taisus. And this is all brought in the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Yudal, but stam a little bit of a arim pshat. The Torah says this lashon. He says, v'chol eilu amashkin, all these beers and apple ciders and rimayin yayin shal rimayinim, yayin shal tepuchin and everything, v'gam achaymet shal shecher, and also the vinegar of beer, also l'knais mem im demeim yikar midmei yayin. All these things are also to buy if they're more expensive than wine, because yechayshish, then maybe they're mixed in wine, because these are more expensive. But that's only when they sell it bechanos, like in bottles, but if you see them taking out of the storage barrels, then it's mutter, because if they'd mix in wine, it would be miskalkal. So, the tur sounds like he's saying that even the schaymet shel shechar is dafka because the wine is cheaper than the shechar, which is a chiddush. So the Beis Yosef says it's pashit, because if the pshat is that the shmarim are more expensive than the chaymitz, so why would he mix in the shmarim for not tayalis? Elamai, you're going to say that he's mixing it in to strengthen the chaymitz, to make the chaymitz a stronger chaymitz, so that can't be, because then how come when you mix it in the barrels it gets spoiled? Elamai, it doesn't make it a stronger chaymitz. The pshat is, it's just increasing the volume. So obviously the pshat is, it must be that the shmarim are cheaper. So the Torah and the Beis Yosef Klar seems to be learning this Gemara about the chash of Erev shmarim is also because you're being Erev shmarim because they happen to be cheaper. And the Beis Yosef says the reason why the Torah learned that way is because it can't be that it makes a better quality in the wine. Because you see, it doesn't. You see, Adrabba, when you mix it into the storage barrels, it makes the wine spoiled. But I saw in the Masifta Gemara that the Maris Shapiro on the Tesis, he taines that, first of all, he doesn't understand what that means. It's not, if you mix in a liquid with another liquid, then it increases the volume. Ashenkin, if you mix in shmarim, why would that increase the volume? L'chari, you're selling clear vinegar. You don't sell vinegar with shmarim inside. You're selling clear vinegar, so it shouldn't increase the volume. That alone is not so mechuch, but he says Taisus is very much mashed away because Taisus says, the first Taisus, and I hold the shirch and the mroi asr, Taisus says, when you're talking about med, which is beer made from honey, that maybe they put in shmur yayin to make it to ferment it quicker. So you see clearly that Taisus is saying the shmurim are fermenting, the shmurim are adding to the flavor or the strength of the beverage. And he says the Rambam is mashing away, because in Berak Yud Zayin Halacha Chaf Hey, the Rambam writes in that, why did they answer the vinegar of the of beer of Goyim? Because they throw into it Shmur Yayin, they throw into the sediment the Shmurim of wine. But then he says in Chavav, the next halacha, Hamurius b'makam shadarik and lasa seicha yain aser v'mahaya yain yakim and Hamurius mutter. So by Murius he says that if they might put in wine, it's aser. But if the wine is more expensive, it's mutter. Because why would they put in wine? Mashenga by sheicher, he doesn't say it. It sounds like the shmurim are not put in to make a cheaper thing. The shmurim are put in because it adds to the flavor. And he says that Beis Yosef's Tainan, he can't say it's adding to the flavor because it says, but when you put in the chavetz, it's mystery. Sorry, he says not shver. Maybe when you put it in for a short period of time, it makes it stronger. But if you put it in the storage barrels, so it's for a long period of time, so then it's going to get spoiled. But like I said, the Torah is mashman not that way. The Torah says, the chaymet shel shecher is aser if the mei mikarmid mei yayin. Because on the chayshishin, shema irv ben yayin, he doesn't mention anything about being ma'arv shmura yayin. He mentions being ma'arv yayin. It's interesting. The Gemara says that they might have put in the shmura yayin. The Gemara is mashma like this Kedushi and Marish Shapiro, that they're putting in the Shmur Yayin to increase the flavor. But this Shaila is only mashma yistar shimiki benayu. This Shaila is only what's the pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara that says it is a chash of putting in the Shmurim and the Sheikh HaShel Goyim is the pshat that the Shmurim don't improve the taste. They don't improve the quality. They don't make it stronger. And the reason why they're putting in the Shmurim is to save money. And then it will be only usher if the Shmurim are cheaper. That's what the Beis Yosef is learning. The Maris Shapiro is learning, no, the Shmurim are there to improve the taste, improve the quality. The top tesis is mashman that way. That's an idea. L'chayr Shmurim, don't increase volume, Shmurim. You're not selling that actual Shmurim. But less man the Polig Ladina, that the two Eifanim had to be chayshish, that a guy mixed in a treifa ingredient. One Eifan is if the treifa ingredient is cheaper than the what he's selling, the kosher thing that he's selling. So then you chayshish and he mixed in the treif ingredient to save money. And the second is if the treif ingredient is going to increase the quality. Beis Yosef's also masking that if it increases the quality, even if it's more expensive, you have to be chayshish, you put it in. He wanted to increase the quality for customer satisfaction. And as I state in the Shach, in Simon Kuf Yudal, Sif Katan Vav, he says, who would then afil yayim b'yekel, shumashmiach ben b'yeser? That's also us, a kemashim b'shasu beis yosef. It sounds like kemashim b'shasu is that he learned about Gemara, about the shmarim, like the Maris Shapiro, that the shmarim improved the quality. Now, Taisus is mashma, that a guy is not, you're not chayshid the guy that he's going to mix in a treif ingredient simply to be machshaliyid. That's not the reason why he mixes in. He has to have some benefit from it. Either it's cheaper or it improves the quality. And that's what's mashma from Taisus and the Rishayim here, and the Shulchan Aruch, the turn the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Yadalit. And the Rishayim Raya is from the case of Murius, that by Murius you weren't afraid that they put in wine, because the wine is more expensive than the Murius, that's the Gemara in Lamedal and Midbeis. It's also Lachar and Mavur in the Gemara early in the Afyud Beis, where it says there, that Yisrov Ve'vichom Ashafsu Shtek Kideris Agam Bekir Achas Lechoshlem Chacham. The Gemara brings that in, that the Yisrael and the guy could put the two Kedairis on top of one Kira, and Chazal went out Chayshish for it. And the Gemara says, that Chazal were in Chayshish, that maybe when the Yid turns his back, the guy will put in the veil in his Kedairah. And the reason is because the yid is there. It's like a yitzir v'nichnas. So Taisus there says that the Ri says that we're afraid that maybe he'll take the shvacha meat and he'll put in fatty meat in order to be maviach. Taisus daf yubeis. But he says avo bechinam kedil hachshus eshol eicheshinon. And he brings the same raya from Kaveh the Murius, and that's why he says that the shif the shvacha sevedes kachavim. A lot of cook the food. You're not afraid that maybe they'll just put in treif ingredients. Because why would they put in treif ingredients? We're not chayshish that a guy is going to be machshel yid bedafka. It has some gain in it. So there's a tshuvas marit in Yerideya Simon Gimel that asks kama kashis on this yisayid that we're not chayshish that I'll be machshel. Says the Gemara earlier wrote down the Mishnah in Demai. Hamafkin. That when you mafkid peiris by a guy, you chayshish that he switched it, and it's like the peiris of a guy. Like I'm a shvius and meisim. The Gemara there talks about chaysim that these things by yain you need a chaysim echad, you need shtei chaysim as a ganzer shaila. We spoke about it earlier. Why are we chayshish that he switched it? What on earth is he going to have? So he very stark limits this thing. He says that no, a guy is chayshish to machshaliyit. But not if there's any tircha. He says that the Rishonim bring a raya for Murius. By Murius, the pshat is that he's going to lose money. By Murius, the wine is more expensive, he's going to lose money. Let's say it's equal. You don't have a raya for Murius when it's equal, then he's not chayshish to him actually yid. So he wants to say in Taisus Adaf Yudbeis by the shtek deiris, that's because it's a tircha. It's a shtekel tircha. In other words, the yid might take a figure it out. Because he's going to mix the two pots, maybe they don't see. So he's not gonna do it by even that the yid might be able to tell. And the same thing, a chaysim echad is good enough. He's like tarachu mezayif. He's not gonna gain anything from it. So he's not gonna be matriach to be mezayif. But if it's not a tircha whatsoever for him, then he is chashit to be machshel. And he brings kamerayis, and the ikarayis are from cases where you see when you mafkit something to a guy, or when you send a guy as a shliach, he's a delivery person, or he's holding something for you and that, you do have to be chayshish, then he might mix it with his own stuff. But the Rishayim are not mashman away. The Rishayim are not mashman at the etzimness of chashat, the guy would want to be machshel to Yisrael, it's just he won't be matriach for it. The Rishayim are mashman that he won't want to be machshel to Yisrael at all. There's no such chash. I mean, l'chayr the svara is, he'll only do it to make the yid maybe to be mitzayer the yid, but that's only if the yid's going to find out about it. But here, if the yid finds out about it, he'll be in trouble. And it's not that the yid should eat tray for food. What does he gain by that? He doesn't hold it a whole thing. He doesn't think anything happened when the yid eats tray for food. That's l'chayr the svar. But the merit's asking from a lot of cases when we are chayshish that the guy will switch the kosher thing for a tray for one. So there's a chacham tzvi in Siman Lametes that brings us merit. And he says that in all these cases we mafkid by him, maybe his thing is less quality than your thing. If you don't see the two things befaneinu, you always have to be chayshish that maybe he wanted to switch it because he wanted something of better quality. Not that he's doing it lahachshel. Now, Shengen, by the pots that Taisus has, you see the both pots befaneinu, you're able to see both things, you're able to see that they're the same quality. Mashenkin, if you give him some wheat, and then you pick up wheat, you're not going to be able to tell that it's exactly the same quality. So maybe he switched it for something of maybe he switched yours because it's better quality for something which is less quality. When you don't have the two things befanecha. So anytime you mafkid him by something or you send him as a delivery, you always have to be chayshish that he switched something of, because he felt that yours has better quality than his. Now Shengen, when he's selling you something, or in a case where you see the two things befanecha, and you see that they're the same quality, you just want to be chayshish that maybe he switched it to be machshel you. Or in the case where the shvachas are making food and they're just going to put in a tray for ingredient that be to be machshel you, not that they're gaining anything, that you don't have to be chayshish for. You see, halacha l'maisa, the case where the Shulchan Aruch, the Paiskim say you don't have to be chayshish is, when a guy is selling something, and he's telling you it's a certain ingredient, he's selling yayin tepuchim. The question is, did he mix in a treif ingredient? You see, it's yayin tepuchim. Did he mix in yayin? So then, that's what it says in Siman Kuf Yudal. That's what this Taisus is saying. You only have to be chayshish mixed in yayin with one of two things. Either the yayin is cheaper, and he might have mixed it in to save money, or the yayin will make it better. Mashenga, in the cases where it's mefurish, you do have to be chayshish is, if his thing, his ingredient, his thing is treif, like meat, like wine, like cheese, we can snapshot the cheshish for a new ingredient, the cheshish for a different ingredient being mixed in. The cheshish that maybe this particular meat, wine, cheese, whatever it is, or in Eretz Yisrael, by peiros, if you have, the question is legabe tevel, that maybe it's not the same ones that you were mafkid. So there it's mufurish, you do have to be cheshish, you need chesamas, you need chesamechad, you need shnei chesamas. But the Chacham Tzvi is telling, it's not the pshat that it'll be machshel you. The pshat is that he'll want yours and he'll want to replace it with his. You don't see a chilek between yours and his, but maybe he does see a chilek. Mashenkin, when he's selling you something, and the question is, did he mix in a treif ingredient? So then the only reason he would mix in a treif ingredient is if he's going to either save money or make it taste better, otherwise you don't have to be chayshish. That's a sugya. The Ran throws in one more svar, which is also brought in Shulchan Aruch, and the Ran says that the yayin tapuchim, Taisus is saying that any time the wine is less expensive than the yayin tapuchim, it's also to buy yayin tapuchim from the goyim. And the Ran says it's mutter, even if the wine is cheaper, because yayin tapuchim is used for refuah, it's used for medicinal purposes, and therefore you have a svar, you wouldn't mix in wine, that would ruin the refuah quality of the yayin tapuchim, and uman leimarim nasei. So that's another cheshbon to think about. Even when the treif ingredient is cheaper or would make it better quality, but if, let's say, there'd be a reason why he wouldn't want to ruin his reputation, that people will find that he mixed in this cheaper thing, that will ruin his reputation, that's also a svara the Ran says you don't have to be cheshish. Like here by the chaymetz, there's no official representation that doesn't have shmer yayin mixed in, even if he tells you he's not neman, that you don't say umalei marim nasei. Mashekin yayin tapuchim, it's not really going to do the same purpose if wine is mixed in. So you have a sort of umalei marim nasei. So it might be a sort of, let's say today, well, let's say you'll say that the meat shortening, the beef oil, is cheaper than vegetable oil. So you have to be cheshish, and maybe the ingredients say vegetable oil, you have to be cheshish beef oil. But maybe since beef oil has a health problem, has people don't like it because it has cholesterol, whatever it is, and if a company would put in beef oil instead of vegetable oil, if they would be caught, they'd ruin their reputation because people wouldn't want to buy from the company because they're misrepresenting the food. So there might be a svara. Halach l'maisa, you have to ask a basic, but there might be a svara of uman le'marim nasei in such cases, even when it's the ingredient is cheaper or the ingredient will enhance the quality. But when, if someone will catch him, that would ruin his reputation. He's an uman, he needs a reputation in order to make money. So there's a svara that the Ran brings of uman le'maram nasei. It's also brought in the Ramah that you could trust the guy in with that svara. And now let's see the next Gemara. The Gemara brings down the Mishnah of Cheres Hadrini, Hadrian's earthenware, which was something which was soaked with wine. And is a special type of earthenware that it could really absorb the wine very, very well. And you use this. And any time you need, you could put this cheres into water, and then the water becomes, gets the wine taste from the cheres and becomes wine. It was used when he went to the war, that he should be able to always have wine. So there, the rule says, it didn't have yayin nesach. That's what the mission says, and it's asa b'hanah. So the Gemara says, ishailo, ibayilu, mal lismach mukare amita. Could you take this cheres adraini, this cheres which has all this wine absorbed in it, and use it to hold up the bed, the foot of the bed? And the Gemara's lashon is reitzu b'kiyumai le'davar acher shari yaser. If you want the kiyumai, the wine, through something else, Rashi's lashon is Yisrael reitzu b'kiyumai shayin nesach loy b'shviloy al v'shvil hacheres l'smicha. He wants the yayin nesach, but not because he wants the yayin nesach. He just wants the cheres. He just wants it to support. That's the shaila. Is it aser or mutter? So Gemara says, so machloikas reblezer. And we have an argus hilchas a command. Also, was a shaila rishonim had then the girsa or not? So the ma'aseh the maskonis of Gemara is that you cannot use the cheres adraini even lismach bekaramita, even if you're not using it to get the wine out, even if you're using it lismach bekaramita to support a bed, whatever you want to do with the cheres, it's also it's an isra no. So Taisus brings down at the end of the Taisus the maslo v'ha'acha, he brings down the ziyesh paiskim. That when you have, let's say, pots that have blias of chametz in it, you can't use those pots on Pesach to store even non-food items, any tashmish you want to do those pots, because since it has chametz, chametz of Pesach is asubana, like ayin nesach, So just like the Secheris Hadrani that has the Yayin Nesach absorbed in it, you're not allowed to use it for Lismuch Bekaramita. So who are then the Chametz Stick of Parts you cannot use for any other purpose. Thus state, and Taisus brings the Yesh Paiskev. Now he says, we've been a time old, not that way. And really, our Gersh in the Gemara is not that way. Our Gersh in the Gemara asks the Kasha, the one who says at the end of the Gemara, the one that holds that Reitz of Kum, the Yadav Rachav, is also Maishna Kankanim Desharu. Why are you allowed to use Kankanim, bottles of wine with Yayin Nesach absorbed in it? Why are you allowed to use that? So the Gemara says, Amalachasam Lesli Surabene, Hacha Isli Surabene. Now, it's the Arishayim that weren't Gairis that part, the Arishayim that weren't Gairis the previous part, the Sugya has a little Sibuch in the Girsa, I'll be the Rishayim, and also the Pshatav, exactly what the Gemara was asking. We won't go into that. But I'll go upon him, whether it's in the Gemara or not, there is a Chilik that Chairis Hadrani is called Isidli Surabene. You have the actual wine there. Varai, when you take this Chairis and you put it in water, then you'll get actual wine. The water turns into actual wine. It tastes like wine. When you have chametz absorbed in the keli, so the pshat is you don't have actual chametz. Maybe it'll give a little bit of a taste, nice and tam, but the pshat is it's not mamish chametz. Here you have actual wine that's absorbed in the cheres. That's how the cheres of jaini is made. So that's why there's a problem of reitz bekuma deidav racher. Mashen kein when you stand have glias, that's not enough to aser. So therefore, Taisus also says that when you have, let's say, a keli which had blis of basa b'chalav, let's say accidentally you cooked meat and milk in a keli, or you bought it from a guy that had basa b'chalav blis in the keli, and you want to use the keli to store food, let's say dry food, if you have a davalach, that might be a problem because it might get the blis, but you want to store dry food in the keli, or you want to store non-food items in the keli, you're allowed to. Because it's dafka cheres hadrani, which has that's the actual yayin nesach in the cheres, then there's a problem of reitz bekuma deidav racher. Mashen kein, when you have just blias, that's not called be'en, so there's no problem of reitz bekuma racher. The Ran and the Ramban also go through exactly the same shak levitaria. They also bring that lechayre, it should come out, that any time there's a suri hanon on the blias of a keli, you should not only be allowed to use the keli for anything at all, let's say it's a kli cheres, you can't even do agala. You cannot use the keli even for non-food things or for dry things. And they're on and their Ramban say no. That's dafka cheres hadrani, which has the actual wine, and they say there is a girsa in the Gemara, that's the girsa that we have. And because of that, they say that's why the Rif left out the sugya. Why the Rif leave out the sugya? Because it's only negay to cheres hadrani. We don't have cheres hadrani. We don't know how to make a earthenware thing which could absorb wine to the extent that you could actually use it to reconstitute the wine. It's not, we don't have such a thing. In the mail, the Rift left it out. The Rambam also left it out in the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. They all don't bring down this din of Reitz Bekuma Deidav Racher, the din of Lismach Bekarim Mita. The Chayim for the same reason. That we don't have this. We don't, there's no such Metzias of Chayim Sedraini today. So there's no point in discussing the din of Lismach Bekarim Mita. The Shach brings it in Simon Kuf Chaf Gimel, Sivkat and Chafei. And he makes the same chiluk that Taisus makes, that Cheres Hadrani is called Isili Surabene, and therefore you now will be Samech Bekari Amita, Meshenke and Blias, there's no Isir. Now, what's exactly the Shaila here, though? What does it mean, Reitze Bekuma Yedavar Acher? And what's the Shaila of the Gemara if it's Asur or Mutter? Now, you have a sugi of Reitze Bekuma Yedavar Acher in the fifth fair, Kadav Samech Dalit. Then the Gemara has a Shaila like this. The Gemara has a Shaila. The halach is that a yid is not allowed to be a worker, a porter of Yayin Nesach. Let's say a guy wants to hire a yid to move the wine for him, then he's not allowed to do it. And if he does it, he's not allowed to accept the schar for it. It's called getting hanah from the Yayin Nesach. So the Gemara says, what about if a guy hires a yid to smash the bottles of the Yayin Nesach? To smash the bottles, to destroy the Yayin Nesach. For whatever reason he wants the Yayin Nesach destroyed, he hires a yid to do the job. So the Gemara has a shaila. Do you say that he's reitz bekuma? Because right now he needs the wine to exist. Because let's say something will happen. Let's say all of a sudden a hurricane will come and will destroy all the wine. So then he won't get his schar. He needs the wine to exist until he can come destroy it. So that's reitz bekuma. So reitz bekuma is aser. Or do you say no? Since the mice is being hired to destroy it, it's a kolamute tifla shampadami. He's being hired to destroy it. Other Abba, destroying it is a good thing. And that's why it's mutter. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya, because the Gemara says that that a Yid is not allowed to be hired by a guy to hoe and to work the plants that's klayim bekerem. If you have klayim, a guy has klayim in his field, so a Yiddish worker is not allowed to work for the guy to protect the plants. But let's say he hires him to uproot the plants, that's mutter. So Yomar says, we thought we're going to Rabbi Kiva. It says, you're not allowed to be mekayim klayim. And he is right to bekuma. He wants the klayim to exist until he can uproot it. It's mamish the same shayla. And still you see it's mutter. So the Gemara says, no, it goes like the Chachamim. You're allowed to be Mekayim Klayim. So that's why it's mutter to be hired to uproot it. And Rashi explains there that, because the Rabbanah don't care if he writes the Bekuma of Klayim, because they hold there's no Issa being Mekayim Klayim. But Yayin Nesach is usually it's writes the Bekuma, and why? Rashi says that he's shown mitzuva levat levedes Chachamim v'tash mishel. And that's why it should be Yasser. So l'chari, you see the inyan of rights of Bekumai means because since it's a chiv to destroy it, so the fact that you're using it, that's a steer to destroying it. So that was a shaila. If your rights of Bekumai, you want its existence in order to destroy it, that's a shaila. Is that called that you want its existence? So forget, you're doing it in order to destroy it. So the Chassam Sofer has a problem with the Rishayim. The Rishayim are clarifying, what's a din if you have a kli which is blu with basa b'chalav? And they would say, maybe it's aser. And Kamash one is mutter. Why? Because like we said, because Cheres Adraini is Isili Surah Be'enei, and Basa B'chalav is less than Surah Be'enei. It's just Blias. So Fekhtach Sam Sefer, he would think the holding of Reitz B'Kiyumai is Dafka by Avodah Zarah, by Yayin Nesach, or maybe by Chametz B'Pesach, where there is a din that you have to destroy it. So then you have a din of Reitz B'Kiyumai. It's a steer to the halacha that you have to destroy it. It says that you can't want this to exist. So that's a shaila. When you're saimach b'kari amitah, so you want this cheres hadraini to exist. And mele, and this is tashmish avei dezara, which is a chiv to destroy. So mele, there's a stira here. Hashem yabasa b'chalav is no chiv to destroy it b'chalav. You just have a din that you can't have enough from it. So why by basa b'chalav would there be any problem of reitz b'kumai? There shouldn't be any problem of reitz b'kumai b'chalav by basa b'chalav. That's what he says. He says in the chedushim, he says in the tshuvin yaradei simin tzad neches. That's what he would say, Ulay Divi the Rishayim, he's bothered with the Rishayim that want to shtel tzu basa b'chalav to this sugya. Now the stipel is mechavim to the same kasha, the kilos Yaakov simen tezvav eis aleph, and he also says even basa b'chalav is shveret him, because we know that the blias of the kelim you don't have no chiyav to destroy. That's the halacha, chametz v'pesach, you only mechuyav to destroy the chametz ben, whatever's in the kelim you have no chiyav to destroy it. So what should be the havim in it, that should be also to use these kelim to store something, and what's the pshat in the Yesh Peskim, Atayshah says it's taka aser, if reitz b'kumai means because it's mitzvah levaya, like Rashi says in Naf Samach Dalad, that should only apply to Avodah Zarah. It shouldn't apply to basa b'chalav for sure not, and even chametz v'pesach, the blias of chametz v'pesach, it definitely shouldn't apply. So Zag the Stipla, this sugya of reitz b'kumai davar acher is a completely different svara than the sugya of reitz b'kumai Naf Samach Dalad. There's no shaykhis to it. The sugya Daf Samach Dalet is talking about when you have a chiyuv to destroy it, is the pshat, and you allow to put yourself in a situation where you want it to exist in order to destroy it. You're hired to destroy it, so now you want it to exist, so you should destroy it, you don't want it to be destroyed before you get to it. That's a shayla, is that a steer to the mitzvah to destroy it? Now, Shengen, this sugya is no shaykhis to that. This sugya is talking about hana. Is there an isser hana? So here, you're not having hana from the wine. Avadi, you're not allowed to have enough from the wine. You're actually having enough from the cheres. So what is the shayla of reitzi b'kiyuma l'idavar acher? So he says, be'atzim nanos from the cheres. Now since the cheres is absorbed with wine, so maybe you look at the cheres and the wine as one thing. So the pshat is, I don't want the wine shabay. I don't want the wine. I want the cheres with the wine together, because that's the cheres is mixed with the wine together. That's what it is. And this cheres and the wine together is supporting the kari amita. But it's not the wine that's doing it. Mistam and the cheres will do the same job without the wine as with the wine. The wine's not helping out really. But the wine is now a chelik of the cheres, so it looks like having enough in the wine. Mistam and derabon and dekazach. So that's the machlekes. So that's why the Rishayim shteltzu. Blias of basa b'chalav, blias of chametz v'pesach, because there also, you have the basa b'chalav, you have the chametz v'pesach that became one thing with the keli, and you're having enough in the keli, that's cool, you're having enough in the basa b'chalav, even though it's ayidei davaracha, the basa b'chalav is not actually doing it. So, zazeh yachal v'zeh eina yachal. The cheres alone is supporting the bed. And the wine itself can't do anything by itself. But somehow the wine is being mitzurif with the scheres. It's supporting the bed. It's ki'ilu the wine supporting the bed. So who within the blias of chametz v'pesach, the blias of basa v'chalav, will become mitzurif with the kli, and you're having enough of the blias also. And that the Rishayim say, Richta Geteretz, that this din of Reitzib Kuma Davar Achir, this din that you blives like you're having enough from the Isser, is after when you have Isser Be'en, when you stam a blias, that you don't consider it Bechlal. Like the Gemara says, like we have in Agirsa of the Gemara. But the Mela, it's a whole different sugya. That din of Reitzib Kuma is talking about when you have the Isser Be'en, and the Shaila is, are you allowed to be hired to destroy it? Because if Shad is, are you allowed to be in a situation where you're having a zaitig benefit because this thing exists? Is that called you want to exist it? And that's only by something which a chiv is to destroy it. Now saying this Gemara is talking about if you're having enough from it. Is that called having enough from it? You're not really having enough from the thing. You're having enough from something that the Isser Enoh is absorbed in, not from the Isser Enoh himself. That's called Reitzi B'Kuma Davar Acher. Is that called having enough? Now the Stipe was a little bonded. How come in this Gemara you don't have the Isser of Yana Gemara? Why don't you have, why don't you say I can't be Seimach Kairi Hamita because I have a Chiv to destroy it? So he said, Azayi could say that the Chiv to destroy it doesn't pass by Blias. That's what you could say to Pshat and the Rishayim. That why the Psak of the Rishayim, that when you have Blias of let's say Chametz or Pesach, you're allowed to use the Keli because there's no Chiv to destroy the Blias. Who would then when you have Blias, I mean, of Yayin Nesach, and the Shayna is saying, Alacha Lamaisa, I could use the Keli with the Blias of Yayin Nesach for non-food items or for dry items, it's because I have no Chiv to destroy Blias of Yayin Nesach. But Chayres and Jaini is a little shrek, because Chayres and Jaini is called Isili Sura Be'enei. So, what's Bechlam Pshat in the Gemara, Ma'al Lismach Mekar Anita, why don't you have a Chiv to destroy the Chayres and Jaini, as the Chiv of Ibn Avei Dezara? Why shouldn't that ask you from doing any Tashrish with it? Because you have to destroy it. Why don't you have the Isser of Yena Gemara, or even more than Yena Gemara? Yena Gemara, you just want the Kiyam Kadeh to destroy it. Here you want the Kiyam in order to be Lismach Bekari and Mita. The Chari that should be a steer to the Isser should be a violation of the Isser of the Mitzvah of the Varetesh Mishyevei Dezara. So he says, maybe you'd have to say that this Gemara is talking about the Chari Sidraini doesn't belong to you and there's no way you could destroy it. Or another reason why there's no way you could destroy it, but he vibes with the Tzarech Ian. What's the tzatmi matter being saimich with chayr sejraini the kari amita? What happened to the chiv to destroy it? The tzarech idea. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings the mission of iris levuvin, which means the hides of an animal which has like a hole cut out connected the heart. So you see that they use this animal to take the heart for avodah zarah. So the animal will become usur. And the Gemara explains it depends if the heart is round or if it's mashuch. Because if they took out the heart for Avodah Zarah, it would be round. That's Rav Shimon Gamliel. And then the Gemara also brings the part of the Mishnah of Basar HaNichnas Avodah Kechavim, that when you have meat, if you buy the meat from the Goyim as they're coming into the base of Avodah Zarah, so then it's mutter, then it's not asabana, because there's no takruvis, they weren't makrav yet, they wouldn't be makrav until they get into the Avodah Zarah. But if you want to buy the meat from the Goyim when they're coming out of the Avodah Zarah, so then it's asr, because you chayshish, they will makrav it for the Avodah Zarah, takruvis Avodah Zarah is asr. So the Gemara says, man tana, amr abchibar, amr abyechlan, the loy karabin lazar. This tana of the mission that says when you're going in, it's mutter, is not like Rabbi Lazar. Di karabalazar, amr, Stamach Shevis Ovik Kechavim Avedis Kechavim. According to Rabbi Lezer holds a big chiddush. He says any time a guy shechs an animal, the animal becomes the kruvis of Avedis Zarah. He says this in Chulin in the second paragraph of Nafam Echesim Adays. So Mamela Avedis Zarah, so the meat while it's coming in is going to be aser because since the guy shechted the animal, so when he shechted l'shem Avedis Zarah. According to Rabbanim, when a guy shechs an animal, it doesn't mean for Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is not there. Mechet Teis, any time he shechs, he's doing it for Avodah Zarah. So now he has the meat that he shechted previously. Now he wants to make a meis at the kruvis of Avodah Zarah on the meat. So if you get him before he goes into the base of Avodah Kechavim, so he didn't yet do the meis at the kruvis, so well, that's why it's mutter. So Taisus asks, why do we wait till here to say the Lake Rabbi Lazar? The Mishnah that says, Iris Levuvin, that only if it's cut out, the hide of an animal which is cut in a certain way, that's nikah, that they did it to take the heart out for avodah zara. So it sounds like stam, if they killed the animal, it's mutter. And according to Rabbi Elazar, any time they shecht an animal, it's aser. And Taiz asks, also we have from Gvinas Beisun Yanki. Gvinas Beisun Yanki, the Gemara explains, because rave of that golem of that city was shecht of avodah zara. It sounds like in other places, you don't say that the shecht of avodah zara. But according to Rabbi Elazar, any time a guy shechts, it's always for avodah zara. So why dafka this part of Mishnah like Rabbi Elazar? L'chayr Iris Levuvin and Gvinas Beisun Yanki is also not like Rabbi Elazar. So Taisa says that Rabbi Elazar only said it when he shechs it. When he just kills the animal, not through shechita, that's not for avodah zara. When he shechs it, that's for avodah zara. Shechting is for avodah zara. But killing it any other way is not for avodah zara. That's why Iris Levuvin, it wasn't killed through shechting, it was stabbed in the heart. So that's only when it's nikah that it was done to take the heart out for avodah zara. That's when it's aser. Mashen kein, otherwise it's not done through shechting, that's not avodah zara, even according to Rabbi Elazar. Now, Taisus holds this is a teretz of gvinas based in Yanki also, because he says other gvinas mecha teisa that came from the cave of an animal that was shechted at all. But the Ramban holds no. The Ramban holds that menestam you'll nemon that the animal was shechted. It's only Eris Levuvim where you see it was killed a different way. The Ramban says enechanami gvinas based in Yanki is not like Rabbi Elazar. But since the Gemara already said that this part of the Mishnah is like Rabbi Elazar, didn't have to go explain again that the next part of the Mishnah, Gvinas Beis and Yanki, is not like Rabbi Elazar. Now the Gemara goes further and says that a yaitzei aser, the meat that's coming out is aser, v'neishuk is zivchei mesim, because it's like zivchei mesim, it's takuvas avodah zara. So the Gemara says, ma'itam, efshed leka takuvas avodah tzichavim. So the Gemara says, mani abinu ben miseirihi, the tanya abinu ben miseir, I'm a minayin le takuvas avodah tzichavim shematame ba'ayil. How do we know the kruvus of the zara is matamim ba'il? Because the pasuk says in Tehillim that they are matamim ba'alapar ve'echol mizifchei mesim. We call the kruvus of the zara zifchei mesim. Now mesim matamim ba'il, left kruvus of the zara matamim ba'il. Just like a mesim is matamim ba'il, the kruvus of the zara is also matamim ba'il. So Rashi says, umina ma mes asa bahana keramina besenhedjim atama shemiyim sham sham egla rufa after kruvus of the zara asa bahana. So the Mashmais of Rashi is an Azazir Shayna Medayik, that only Rabbi Yudah ben Maseir that holds in a, that the Kruvus of Edizara is Metame Ba'il, like a mace, he holds of the Hekish, so now he's the only one that holds it's Asabano. Mashenki and the Rabbanon, they hold that the Kruvus of Edizara is not Metame Ba'il, so male, they also hold that it's not Asabano. So Taisus and the other Rishayna ask, so why don't you say the same thing by Yayin Nesach then? The Mishnah says that Yayin Nesach is also Bahanah. That's the first part of the Mishnah. And the Gemara learns it out because it says, Shechel Zechem Echel Yishtiyein Nesicham Ma'zevach Asmanav Yayin Ami also Bahanah. And the Gemara says, Zevach Gufim in Olin. And the Gemara says, Veitzamdul Ba'abar V'yechel Zivcha Meis in the same Joshua. Ma'meis also Bahanah. Zevach Nami also Bahanah. So if you're going to say that only Rabbi Yudah Maseirah darshins the Hekish to Asahanah, and according to Rabbanah, there's no Asahanah, so Yayin Nesach also should be Shver. And the Rishayim mentioned also Iris Levuvin. Iris Levuvin also, why is it? The Gemara says that Iris Levuvin is also Banah, it's because of Tekruvis, that also should only be like Yibud Ben Beseira. And Taisus asks also, why the Gemara say that a Nichnas is Mutter, and that goes like Rabbi Elazar, not like Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar says, Stamach Shevis of Eskom Lavei Dezara. The Vaila, we didn't know that the Mishnah is Yibud Ben Beseira, so Mehechet Taisa, even if he did Shechtif Avei Dezara, Mehechet Taisa then asks it Bechlal. And the Mishnayim also say there's the whole sugyan in Perek of Yishmael in the fourth Perek that talks about the kruvus of Edizar, it's asa ba'anah. I guess the Ramban also is a big daich to say the whole Gemara there is only going to Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira. So Taisus brings down two teretz, the Rabbeinu Tam's teretz and the Riz teretz, and the Mishnayim here go with the Riz teretz. Rabbeinu Tam says that the machlokes of Yudah saying the Rabbanan is if you have to kruvus that they didn't do a ma'aseh kein pnim. A ma'aseh like they do in the, by the Beis HaMikdash. A shechita, a zrika, a nisuch, something which they do like the Beis HaMikdash. Even if they do a shechita, like stamach sheves avedezer avedezerah, or eris levuvim where they kill the animal, or yayin nesach where they're doing nisuch for avedezerah, so if they shechted it, they killed the animal, they did a nisuch, they did a zrika, they did something which they do, ke'en like they do in the Beis HaMikdash, that a kuli alma asses it bahana. What's the machloikish of Yudah ben Maseir in the Rabbanan? If they didn't do a keim pnim, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir says all the kruvis is hukish lames, and the rabbanon hold no. Here they didn't do a ma'isa shechita for avodah zarah. Forget, since we don't go like Rabbi Elazar, we don't know that they did the shechita l'shem avodah zarah. So what they took a piece of meat and they brought the meat for avodah zarah, but they didn't do any avodah with it keim pnim. They just were makar of the meat for avodah zarah. There, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir holds that it's asabah, no? Feels the hekesh applies to all tekruvis, mashenka the rabbanon hold that it's only by ke'em pnim. And the re, and the other rishayim hold no. That's not the chilik. That's not the vart. Now the site is like this. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir holds that the hekesh applies to tumma also, and the rabbanon hold the hekesh applies to anoa, but not to tumma. So the diyek that this Mishnah goes to Rabbi Maaseir is only for a diyek, because since the Mishnah says neishu gezivchei mesim, why didn't just Tam say it's also banal? Why didn't throw in the thing that it's gezivchei mesim? Teres says it wants to be married, but more that it's mamish like a mace. My mace also banal after kruv is also banal. But the rabbanon also hold the hekish that mayeichlu gezivchei mesim. I mean, Rabbi Maaseir holds that my mace matam ba'oil left fruits matam ba'oil. But the rabbanon also hold of the hekish that my mace also banal. After Kruvis Asabana. We'll speak about that soon. But first, in the Etzem Achleikish of Benetam and the Ri, the Benetam is saying that the Pshat and the Rabbanan is that they need a Maisa Keim Pnim to make it their Kruvis. And the Rabbi Maaseir says, no, even if it's not a Maisa Keim Pnim, it's their Kruvis. Now, the Gemara in the fourth paragraph in Rabbi Shmuel and Dafnun, the Gemara says, Gansa Sugi said that you do need a Maisa Keim Pnim. You need something like Pnim. The Gemara says, even if you break a stick, that's like a shchita, or if you throw a stick, that's not like zrika, because you need like a zrika mishtaber. So if you throw like a powder, that would be like a zrika. The Gemara talks about it by Arichus, that you do need keim pnim. So it's a little bit shver. What's exactly this machlekes? Ben Thomas Mechadish, that there are bun and hold, you need keim pnim, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir holds you don't need keim pnim, and that's the machlekes. And the Rish says, no, even according to the Rabbanan, you don't need keim pnim. The Sugya later says, before you do need keim pnim. So as I maybe can learn like this, that Rashi and the Rosh, a mechadish, a chiddish, you only need keim pnim when the takruvis is not something which is brought in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, they brought meat, they brought karbanis, animals, they brought flour, they brought wine, and they brought oil. Those are the four things that are brought as karban in the Beis HaMikdash. Animals, meat, flour for menachas, oil, which is brought with the mincha, And wine, which is brought for Nesachim. So all those things, the Rosh and Rashi is Mechadish there, they don't need a Shechita or a Zrika. The fact that these things themselves are what's brought as Karbanis, that alone can make it the Kruvis even without a Shechita or a Zrika. So it could be that some Achleikas Yishenim. Rabbi Natam is saying, here we're talking about meat. So Rabbi Natam is saying that according to the Rabbanan, it's not the Kruvis because there's no Avayda Kein Pnim, there's no Shechita or Zrika. Mashen Kein Dari is saying, that since we're dealing here with meat, and meat is something which is brought on the Mizbech, so even without an Aveda came Pnim, it's Aser. The Gayin, the Bir Agra, and Simon Kuflam, Mates, Sivkat, and Yadal, the way he discusses this, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like Rashi and the Rosh, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, at any time, it's something which is Keim Pnim, something which is brought itself on the Mizbech, so you don't need a Aveda came Pnim. So he says, that's what he might say, pshat in the Ri is. The problem is the Ri himself in the Afnun of Mabe says not the way. The Ri himself argues in this whole Yisayd and says that you do need a Shechita or a Zrika even on things which are brought to Kepin. So it's very shrey. So what's the pshat in this Ri that it's saying that there's an Issa Takruvis even when it's not Keim Pnim? But Sarachim, but that's a Sugyavait in Rabbi Shmo. But Al-Kabanim, that's the first pshat. Rebbeinu Tam's pshat is that the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir and the Rabbanan is, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir is makish all takruvis to mace, and the Rabbanan holds, no, only if a Aveda was done came pnim. But the Ri and the other Rishayim say, because it's not mashman that way, it's mashman that the Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir is saying this hekish, and the Rabbanan don't hold it as hekish. It's not mashman that the Rabbanan also hold of the hekish, but only when it's came pnim. It's also from the Gemara. So they say, no, Avada l'gabi the Isra, no, everyone holds it as hekish. Lagabi Isra, I know everyone holds it a hekish. And all the kruvis of the Zara is going to be asur b'ano according to everyone. The machlekes, if you didn't say, the Rabbanan is the hekish only lagabi Isra, no? Or is the hekish even lagabi tumah? And the pshat is, the Mishnah said an extra word, neshu kezivchei mesim. Vaisis, you want to say it's kezivchei mesim entirely, that's metame ba'oil like a mace. And the Rabbanan hold that way. The Rabbanan hold that it's only kezivchei mesim legabe isra. No, not legabe tumma, so it's not metame ba'oil, it's only metame b'maso. Now, Taisis here doesn't explain what's the pshat in the machlekes. What's the pshat in the Rabbanan? Usually saying hekesh lemech. So why did the Rabbanan say that it's kemes legabe isra no, but not legabe mace legabe tumma? Now the Ritva says that the pshat is, because it says, Vayechlu zivchei mesim, and by yishtiyei nesicham, Moses says, Yechel zivchei meyechelu yishtiyei nesicham, the discussion here is achila. We're discussing achila. Vayechlu zivchei mesim. So the gabi achila, and vices the Ritva holds that anah could also be included in Isra achila, because sometimes you find that machalas asur is included in the Isra achila as an Isra anah. So that's all nichlu and hakish. Mashenkein tumma. We're not going to say it's the gabe all dinim kemes. Mashenkin the Rabbi Meseir says the gabe all dinim. Mashenkin the Rabbanan only say the gabe achila because it says achila in the pasuk. As I state the Ritva, and Bemis and Taisim of a kama that Vayim Beis Vayim Beis says it's for the gabe another thing. He's not discussing tuma. Taisis there is mesubik. Taisis there holds like this. He's mechiach from the sugyas that the kruvas of a desire is also by achila midaraisa. The Isra Achila of the Kruvis of Eidazara, Taisus holds is Deiraisa. But the Isra Anah, Taisus is not sure. Taisus tut studim in Bavakamai and Bezum and Bez, is the Isra Anah, but the Kruvis of Eidazara, Isra Deiraisa, or Isra Deirabana? He's not sure. So he says, Lamaisa, this one Pasuk. There's one Pasuk of Isra Achila and Isra Anah. They're both laid out from this Drasha. Fayechel Zivchei Mesim, Man Mes Asubanah. After Kruvis of Eidazara is Asubanah. So why would I think Achil is their ice and Anah not? So he says a very similar thing to the Ritva, because it says, Vayoichlu zivchei mesim. So legabe Achila, then it's compared to a mace, not legabe Anah. That's it sad that Achil is their ice and Anah is their abanan. And what's it sad that they're both asumi their ice? The Teretz is, I would say not the pshat and in Hekish l'nechsa, because then you'd have to imakish l'nyetumah also. And at least it wouldn't be like the Ri. That's Mechalik and says that the Rabbanan only makashe legabe anol, not legabe tumah. Now the pshat is that included in vayechlu is anol, like the Ritva's mashma. Mashen in tumah is bechlal not in the pasuk, so male, that's why the hekesh doesn't apply to tumah. That's one Mechalik in the Rishayim. The Ramban and the Ran that also go with this pshat, that the pshat is that the Rabbanan, the Mechalik between hanol and tumah, and the makashe legabe anol, not legabe tumah. Then I'm medayik the word vayechlu. They say like this. They say, since achil is already asumi deraisa, it is a mefurish a pasuk in the Torah that achil is asur, so mela, legabe, what's already there in the Torah already discusses an isra achila. So mela, we're going on that isra achila, and mimakish it lemes, that just like mes is an isra anah, so too the isra achila, which is already there, is an isra even anah. Now, Shenkein Tumma, which is Bechlalman in the Torah, the Hekesh doesn't go on that. As I state, the Ramban and the Ran, the Ritva and Taisim Bavakama says it's because Vayoichlu, the word that in Tillim, which is used by the Hekesh is Achila, Mela only Makeshu Legabe Achila, or maybe Legabe Ano, which is Nichol and Achila. And the Ramban and the Ran says no. It's not because of the word Vayoichlu. It's because since it already is an Issa Deraisa of Achila, that's why we're makish now hano, we extend the issur, we explain the issur, that it means hano as well. Mashenkein tumma, which we don't find such an issur. So the Chassam Sofer says, but the Ramban didn't tell us, where is this issur in the Torah? Where's the issur achila that's in the Torah? The Ramban doesn't tell us. Hazak the Chassam Sofer, he does tell us, in a different place. In the Asogis of the Sefer and Mitzvah Kuf Tzadik Dalet, that's where the Ramban tells you where the issur achila is. He says, it's a mfurish apasik in Kisisa. It says, V'zofchul eleheim, V'kar lecha, V'echalte mizivchai. He says, it says, V'pentichos bris li'esha v'aretz, etc. And it says, V'kar lecha, V'echalte mizivchai. So it says, Mefurish in the Pasuk, that you're not allowed to make a bris with them, because they're going to call to you, and they're going to be zofchul eleheim, V'kar lecha, V'echalte mizivchai. You can eat from the zofchul, they're zofchul eleheim. So that's a Mefurish in the Pasuk, it's an issa deraisa v'achil, it does state in the Ramban. And that's talking about the kruvus of Eidazar, v'zofchul elehen. So a male of the hekesh until the mate, some do the balpar, v'echel mizivchei mesim, is being mefarish this isra teira, which is an isra achila, to say that's also an isra anah. Meshengin tum, which is not in the Torah. That's Takad Pshat in the Ramban and the Ran here. He doesn't explain where this derais is, but in Nasogis, the Sefer Mitzvahs, he does explain the Chalta Mizivchai. We already mentioned in the first Shia, on Afchavtes, the Shitas Rambam, the Machlokes Rambam and Ramban. The Ramban holds that there's an Issa deraisa of Takruvis of Eidazar is Taka learned that from this Pasuk, and Meshamshe of Eidazar is learned that from Lesach with Kesav Zav Aleim Velakachtalach. And Avodah Zarah itself, the idol itself, is a lav of Leib, but Biyachamum and Menacherim. But the Rambam holds that even Takruvas of Avodah Zarah is also Nichol and Leib, Biyachamum and Menacherim, and also Leisavitev al Beisecha. And then the Rambam has another mitzvah from the Minyan and Mitzvahs, which Ramban is very, very matmiya on, an Isra of Yayin Nesech, that you learn out from this Zerah Shavah, of Ashachel, Zachem, Mechel, Yishtiyen, Nesicham. We spoke out the risk of then, that he holds his two dinim. There's an Isra Anah, Stam Hanah, benefiting monetary benefit, and that's Mitzad Dine Avodah Zarah, and that the Rambam brings in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. And then there's another Isser, Mitzad Macholos Asuris, which is learned down from this Pasuk, from Ve'ech Luzuvchei Mesim, that's considered a separate mitzvah. It's a different din. It's not a din Mitzad monetary benefit, it's a din Mitzad Macholos Asuris and Isra Achil and Anah. We spoke about it then. Now the mashmais of this all is that whatever's learned out from this hekish of the Yechaz of Chemesim, even though this hekish happens to be in Tilim, is deraisa. The Rishayim them on that Isra Anah of the Kruvis is deraisa, Mikayach this hekish, as they state in the Ramban. Taizim of Akama we said, and that Fayim Nezim and Bez is Mesupik about Anah, he says, Achila Sinli deraisa, but he says, because maybe the hekish doesn't apply to Anah. Maybe since it says Vayechlu, the hekish is Dafka for Achila, mi deraisa. But if it would be in the Hekish, it would be also in the Raisa. And then the Chanami Taisus in Chulin, Dafid Gimel Mubeis, says Mefurish that according to Buda Ben Meseir that holds that the Hekish is going on Tumma also, so Kundes Tumma by Vaidazar is the Raisa. As I stay in Taisin Chulin Dafid Gimel Mubeis Mefurish, and as I stay in the Ridva, early in the Flamen of Mubeis, that according to Buda Ben Meseir, if the Hekish is going on Tumma, that means Tumma is also the Raisa. Even though it's shaykh to say that a hekish in, especially a hekish in Tehillim, is not deraisa. But that's what the Rishonim are aiming on. As I stated in Taiz and Chul Nefi Gimel, like we said, that the machloikis, that if Tumas of Eidazar is deraisa derabanan, it's machloikis, we didn't say in derabanan. According to the Yudim, it's me deraisa, and it's kemes, and it's metami boil. According to the Rabbanan, it's not metami boil, it's metami b'masa, but that Tumas is derabanan. It's mefurish in the Gemara, in the fifth paragraph, Nafnan Beis, that Tumas Avodah Zarah is the Rabbanan. And the Pshat is that Gemara would be going not like Abudim Emeseir, the Gemara would go like the Rabbanan, and Abudim Emeseir would hold the Steraisa. But Rashi Amem Chesem and Beis, he's going L'chayr and Abudim Emeseir, and he's Mashma, even according to Abudim Emeseir, that is Matame Ba'il, the Tumas is only the Rabbanan. And as he's Mashma in the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam, in Ilchus Avos HaTumas, Perek Vav Aloch HaZayin, that the Rambam doesn't pass like Bidim and Meseir. So Machlekes how we pass him. The Dvohe says we pass like Bidim and Meseir. The Rambam doesn't. The Rambam passes that it's not Matam and Bayal. It doesn't pass like Bidim and Meseir. So the Rekas of Mishnah says, because since Tumas of Eidazar is the Rabbanan, so Mela, he passes Lekula, that it's not Matam and Bayal. It's Mash McLaren, the Kas of Mishnah, according to both studies. Even according to Bidim and Meseir, it's the Rabbanan. Now Bidim and Meseir holds his Matam and Bayal, me the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan hold is not Matami Ba'el. So mainly Paskins like the Rabbanan because the Issa is the Rabbanan. If Yehudim and Meseir holds the Raisa, that's not a reason because it's the Rabbanan, not the Paskin of Meseir. Yehudim and Meseir holds like this the Raisa. But like we said, the Rishayim here Mashmano. The Ridva says in Mefurish, Taiz and Nafi Gimel says in Mefurish. The Mashmai says that anything that's learned from this Hekish is the Raisa. So mainly according to Yehudim and Meseir, the Tumaseil would be the Raisa.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.